This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been looking at the incident described in John 9, a day in the life of Jesus. Jesus healed a man who was born blind. This miracle created much discussion, but led to little light. None described in this chapter believed in Jesus, except the one who experienced the miraculous healing. After he was thrown out of the synagogue and abandoned by all, Jesus appeared to him and asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" His response indicated that he didn't know the one who healed him was the Son of Man. "Who is he, sir?" the man asked Jesus. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." He had expressed his faith originally when he obeyed what Jesus told him to do after he had put mud on his eyes, but his faith was not complete. Jesus now added content to his faith by answering his question about who the Son of Man is. "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." He had heard of Jesus. Now he saw Jesus face to face. He immediately responded, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Obedience led to sight. That led to learning, first through the dialogue that ensued as he was questioned throughout the day. Then in dialogue with Jesus, he came to understand who it was that healed him. Once he discovered Jesus was the Son of Man, he wholeheartedly believed in him as Lord and worshiped him. Jesus promised in the Sermon on the Mount that if you seek, you will find. If you ask, you will receive. If you knock on the door, it will be opened to you. No one else that day pursued the truth except the blind man who now could see. Will you follow his example by believing in Jesus and worshiping him as Lord?